All right, Houdat Nation, welcome into the Locker Room Show. The Saints fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20 in the preseason opener in the Caesars Superdome. We're going to go back to the Dome right now, check in with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister for a health update. What you got for us, Deuce? I know the injury tent was a bit busy today.
Man, we had so many guys that got banged up from a health standpoint. That's going to be a tough one. But we had Audric Estime. We know that ended up leaving the game. Another guy that left the game, you know, the way that they rotate, I don't know if he came back in. But the other one would be Christian Miller, ended up kind of getting banged up. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball a couple times, Garrett Nelson left the game. I know he came back in, I think it was. And also, I got to get to my numbers, Mike Hellman left the game. And, you know, we'll see what a lot of those guys are dealing with. You know, hopefully it's nothing long-term when you talk about some of those injuries. And so, overall, I had a couple guys, like we said, get banged up. Tent was definitely working, a little bit overtime. But we'll see how they all fared out.
A big positive from the game, though, Deuce, at least the start of the game. We wanted to see this team get off to faster starts coming this season. And boy, oh boy, you get an explosive special teams play, bringing the ball all the way down to the 9-yard line. Saints able to punch it in right away. Bing, bang, boom. You're up 7-0 to start this one.
Yeah, you're excited about that. You know, and even for me, though, you know, offensively, I want to see those guys start fast. I'll take a special teams play any time of the year, but offensively, I want them to be able to go down the field and put points on the board. They did do it, you know, with obviously the touchdown on the first play. But, you know, your special teams put you in such outstanding position. That is starting fast. But I think overall, when you look at it, you're pleased with a lot of different things. I'm not upset with the effort. You know, I think the execution could have been a little bit better, particularly at times in the first half, but particularly in the second half. But, you know, hey, I understand, you know, kind of some of the guys that you're out there and what you're trying to do. It's about executing. It's about guys being in the right position, knowing what they're doing and what they have to do. But you're pleased with it.
Looking at the Saints run game today, Deuce, C.J. Donaldson definitely had a rough go, but he wasn't getting much help from the O-line when he was carrying the rock, it seemed like. But, man, Audric Estime averaging 5.6 a carry, and then Ty Chandler also with 4 yards a carry. Pretty good showing from them, at least.
Yeah, there were some holes there. I mean, there were some holes there. And then even when C.J. was in the game, particularly what hurt him was the third and short situation. Now you run fullback belly and you have a couple of dems. That does not help the average. And so I still think he can contribute. I still think that he can help you. Just depending on, you know, hey, what opportunity is he getting? And then, you know, what does it look like on pass pro? But Ty Chandler and Estime definitely helped themselves today.
Looking at the defense, forced 2 interceptions in the first half. One from Jalen Ford, another from Jaden Price. Directly set up a touchdown after that, too. Price had a strong camp so far, so close to securing a firm role in this defensive backfield, you feel?
Yeah, I definitely think he's helped himself. I mean, and we talked about it during camp, and so for him, he's just got to continue to show up. He's got to continue to show up and be able to make sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do. We talked about him, you know, being bumped up to being able to work with the ones a little bit at that slot position, and, you know, you see it translate today for him as far as with the interception, and had a couple of blitzes as well, you know, just where he was able to give you a little bit pressure, and so that's a little different look for them that they will be able to use with him and Sanker in that position.
And overall, your impressions of the three quarterbacks today, actually, Zach Wilson, Hunter Decker, Spencer Rattler. Obviously, Zach Wilson had the big day for the black and gold, able to lead them on a touchdown drive, and it was definitely the most efficient of all the signal callers.
Yeah, I thought the guys were able to find some rhythm. You know, when you talk about it offensively, you know, probably wanted a little bit more. You know, you look at what Spencer has been doing in practice, and you want that to translate, and so it didn't happen enough for him, but, you know, I think that he'll be okay. And then you get to see Hunter a little bit, and early at first series they put him out there, everything was quick. You know, first pass he was trying to throw a screen and kind of led the receiver, and he threw it actually to the guy that was blocking and to bail. But, you know, after that they threw able to throw a little slant flat combination, hit the tight end, and, you know, you're 2 yards short right there on that last drive from him leading his team all the way down right there in the two-minute situation. So you're pleased with what you saw from some of those young guys, and particularly with Hunter, you know, just because we haven't seen him work at all during any of those team periods. And so, you know, something to grow on for those quarterbacks, and we'll see how much they've can progress from here, translating to Tuesday when they go against the Cowboys.
Dudes, definitely felt good to hear you and Mike on the call of a Saints game today. Looking forward to a lot more of it this season. Next time I'll be talking to you, we'll be on California time. Enjoy the trip out there and all the work you're going to get to see the black and gold do. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister joining us here on the Locker Room Show. Black and gold fall 24-20 to the Jacksonville Jaguars in preseason action.